In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So on this section here, we're going to complete the talk that Jesus gave to Luis on Adam. All these talks are on luisapicaretta.me. They're there for, these are different themes. And what we're doing today is something different. We're putting those themes together like an introduction so that as you begin to hear this, you begin to understand this is far different than what the saints have gone through. So here, continuing with Volume 23, 11:10-19:27, the second paragraph. You must know that the first model in creation was the Supreme Being. So what Jesus is showing Luisa, the first model of creation, the first model in creation was God himself. This universe was made by God as a reflection of himself. And he made the human will the place where God would dwell. He made the universe the place where humanity would dwell. And everything in the universe, this is why we pray the round of creation. Everything in the universe is an I love you to mankind. And when we learn to how to pray the round of creation, we begin to understand that everything in creation is for us. It's ours. It belongs to us. And then everything in redemption that Jesus and Mary did, what Jesus and Mary accomplished, is for us as well, to have us redeemed. So Jesus says, the first model in creation was the Supreme Being within which Adam was to model all of his acts with his God, to do everything one with God, through God, for God, in God. And the second, if you want to say this, the second model of creation was to be Adam, in which all his descendants were to model themselves. But because he withdrew from my divine will, and since my divine will in its unity were missing in him, he lacked the brushes, the colors, the raw material to be able to make models in the likeness of his God. So what's missing in Adam is he's outside the will of God. He said to God, I don't want you to reign in me. I don't want you to reign. I want to reign. I want to be in charge. That's the lie of Lucifer. If you eat of that fruit tree, you will not die. You will be like God, and he doesn't want you to become God. The liar, the deceiver, the murderer from the beginning. What Jesus is showing us now is he wants us to be like him the way God has set it up. So he says, the poor one, Adam, how could he form models with his very divine form, with the very divine form, if he was no longer in possession of that divine will that administered to him the ability to do it? And as models, as well as everything that was needed to be able to form the very models of God, he lost it. So what was happening for the last 6,000 years, the prince of this world basically said to man, I want you away from God. I want to destroy you. What does Jesus do as we enter the third millennia? The 2,000 years ago, he redeems us. And now as we enter the third millennium, the 7,000th year, what does he do? He says, now I'm going to give back to humanity this life that he rejected. And I'm going to do it through a human. Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, come to earth to begin the Catholic life again. And now we have a newborn, Luisa Picaretta. Jesus says, by rejecting my divine fiat, Adam rejected the power that can do everything and knows how to do everything. See, that's what we're entering into. God is going to do this. When the angel came to the Blessed Mother and said, you're going to be the mother of God, she said, I've already made a vow of virginity. How can I become the mother? I'm not going to know man. What do I need to do for God's will to be accomplished in me? And the angel said, it will be through the power of the Holy Spirit. She said, fiat mihi, let it be done as you say. The same thing with us. God wants us to share in his divinity. How is he going to do this? We are weak. We're sinners. We have no idea of God. We think we do, but God is far from us in most situations. So what does Jesus do? He found Louisa, and he gave to Louisa the gospel of the kingdom, as he calls it, the book of heaven. And he said to Louisa, this is for my people in this time. He says, I've shared it with no one yet. Now I'm sharing it with all the world. So by rejecting my divine fiat, Adam rejected the power that can do everything and knows how to do everything. This is what God is giving back to us. God is going to do this. As Our Lady said, fiat mihi, let it be done to you, me as you say. We say the same thing. Let it be done to me as you wish, as you want, as you desire. It happened to Adam as what happened to you. If you had neither, this he's talking to Louisa, if you had neither paper nor pens nor ink in which to write. And for us, it would happen to us if we did not have the book of heaven, where we can read, we can study, we could put this into a life of ours. If these were lacking to you, you would not be able to write a single word. If these were lacking to us with the book of heaven, we would not have been able to read a single word. In the same way, he was no longer able to form the models of the divine mold. In the same way, we would not be able to enter into this life. So Jesus says, so the third model must be formed by the one, Louisa, who must make the kingdom of my divine will return. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? The first model was God. The second model was Adam, and he failed. You think it would be Jesus? No, he came to redeem. Our Lady came to co-redeem with him. Why? To find the newborn, the firstborn in the divine will. The third model, he says, must be formed by you, Louisa, the one who must make the kingdom of my divine will return to earth. Therefore, Louisa, your duties are great. On your models shall all of those others be modeled. So the more that we learn, the more that we study, the more that we put this into practice, the happier we're going to be. We really are, because Jesus is doing this. As he did this with Louisa, he's slowly doing it with us. It took Louisa 70 years of not eating, drinking, or sleeping in bed for 70 years. What is he doing with us? We have the book of heaven. We can read as much as we want or as little as we want. We can put into practice as much as we want or as little as we want. He's leaving it up to us. When time ends, that's it. You have to remember when Our Lady said to Bruno in 1947, time is now coming to an end. When time ends, that's it. Wherever you are, that's where you stay. I mean, you can't advance after this. Of course, we'll be in heaven, and from that point on, we will advance. But Jesus says, Scripture says, pray for the greater gifts. Pray for love, the life of love, the life of God. So the next part is the role of the priests. In volume 7, 10, 20, 19, 26, Jesus says, pray for the priests that they may be the light, so that as this light arises again, which means we're in darkness, the secular, the laity may acquire the life and may see the errors that they commit. And by seeing the errors that they commit, they shall feel disgusted to commit these grave excesses ever again. And that shall be the cause of great chastisements. So he says, basically, the first thing you've got to pray for is pray for priests, that they may be the light for the peoples. Volume 20, 11, 6, 1926. After I had done everything for the kingdom of redemption, Jesus said, had nothing left to do. I entrusted everything to the apostles that they might be the criers of the kingdom of redemption, so that the fruits of the works that I, Jesus, did for the kingdom of redemption might come out. The same thing happened for the kingdom of the supreme fiat. We, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, shall do it together. This braiding, we shall do it together. My daughter, your pains, your long sufferings, your incessant prayers, and that my kingdom may come soon. Hurry, Lord Jesus, hurry. May your kingdom come soon. In my divine manifestations about the kingdom, I shall unite everything together with me and my mother, and shall form the foundations. And once I have completed everything, I shall entrust my kingdom to my priests. This is something that, unfortunately, today, most people ignore. It's like some people ignore when Jesus said at the Last Supper, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. They go, well, they really didn't mean that. He was joking with you, really. On the last day of his life, he wanted to play a little joke on everybody, thinking what we're doing at the Seder Supper is going to be the holy sacrifice of the Mass. What did Jesus say? Eat my flesh, drink my blood, manja, chew my feet, my flesh, drink my blood. It is real food. It is real drink. Oh, he was just joking. He didn't mean it. Jesus says to Louisa about him, his mother, and Louisa. He says, your incessant prayers, Louisa, my mother's incessant prayers, Louisa, my incessant prayers that my kingdom may come soon, my divine manifestations about it, unite together everything with me and shall form the foundations. And once this is completed, it's completed. How do we know it's completed? Louisa is a servant of God. It's in the Vatican. Everything is ready. The book from the Vatican came out. Everything is ready. What needs to be done is Jesus says, pray for the priests. I've completed everything. Now I'm going to entrust it to my priests. So that, like second apostles, the kingdom of my divine will may have, they may be the criers of this kingdom of my divine will. Do you think that the coming of Father de Francia, who showed so much interest, who has taken to the heart the publications of what regards my most holy divine will, came by chance? No, no. I, as God, myself, deposed it. It is a providential act of the supreme will that wants Father or St. Honorable de Francia as the first apostle of the divine fiat and proclaimers of it. He is the one. When anything that's published, anything that's put into print, we always thank St. Honorable de Francia. He's the head of this. He's the spearhead of this place. Father Bucci would say that about, you know, even Padre Pio. Padre Pio knew, St. Padre Pio knew Louisa, and he knew the kingdom was coming. He knew why he suffered those 50 years of the stigmata, is to get everything ready for what God is going to do. So what happens in the 60s? Again, the evil one knows what's coming. He's trying his darndest to stop everything. Let's just look at the pill, for example. I mean, how many children never came into existence? How many children were killed because of the pill? It's not 70 billion through abortion, but it's more. There's zero population growth in Israel, in France, in Germany, in Italy, in England, the United States. By chance? No, the devil knows what's coming, and he doesn't want anybody to be alive for it. Jesus says, I disposed that the priests be part of this. It is a providential act of the supreme will that wants St. Honorable de Francia as the first apostle of the divine fiat and proclaimer of it. And then the daily coming of the priest, I myself also disposed. A priest was there with Louisa every single day, except for a very short time, that I, God, might find quickly the first apostles of the fiat of my kingdom, so that thy priests might proclaim what regards my eternal divine will. Let me therefore finish first, Jesus says, so that after I've completed it, I may entrust it to the new apostles of my divine will. And you, Louisa, shall be able to come to heaven. You see, she's already in heaven. That's, 1947. Everything's completed. The new apostles of my divine will, it's ready to see from up there the fruits of the longed for kingdom of the eternal fiat. God has everything planned. Everything is planned. Everything is ready. A new beginning is coming for humanity. 5:23, 1:18, 19:28. Now, what I manifest on my divine will, and that which you write, Louisa, and we read, now listen to this, can be called the gospel of the kingdom of the divine will. Nothing does it oppose, either in sacred scripture or the gospel that I, Jesus, announced while being on earth. On the contrary, it can be called with the support of the one and of the other. So Jesus says everything in the Old Testament, the New Testament is supported by the gospel of the kingdom. And this is why I allow, and this is why I call priests to come to read the gospel, all of heaven, of the kingdom of my divine fiat. So as to say, as I said to my apostles, preach it throughout the whole world. Preach this gospel of the kingdom to all the world. Don't Protestantize this gift. Ask your priest. And again, you might be the seed that's used when you say to the priest, here's the book of heaven, or here's the gospel of the kingdom, or here is the 24 hours of the passion, or here is the Virgin Mary in the kingdom. Father, could you read this? Can you help us? We're going to be studying this. Can you help lead us with this study? Oh, no, I'm too busy. I've got way, way too much to do. Thank you, Father. Again, Father, can you help us with, I already said, I'm too busy. Thank you, Father. Father, can you, remember what Jesus said about that nagging woman? We better do something or she'll kill us all. and the corrupt judge said, okay, to this woman. It's the same thing. If you love something, it's your life. It's your life. And this is what happens with the book of heaven. It becomes your life. Pray for your priests. It's very, very important that they be the ones to proclaim the gospel. I've heard many people talk about the divine will, laity, and they're good people, but they have no idea what they're saying. They think it's a holy thing, a good thing, a saintly thing, and no, this God is going to do this. Everyone will become Catholic. Why? The first thing in the divine will is you have to be baptized. The Buddhists, the Hindus, the Muslims, the Protestant, the atheists, everyone is going to say, how can I be baptized? I want to be baptized. And then what happens is now the book of heaven, as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, the Holy Spirit comes, really gets us ready for this great outpouring, this explosion of I love yous to the throne of God. So it has to say, I said to my apostles, preach it throughout the whole world. In fact, my works, I make use of the priesthood. And it's just as I had the priesthood before my coming in order to prepare the people for the Messiah, the priesthood of my holy church in order to confirm my coming and everything that I did and said through the holy gospels, I shall have the priesthood of the kingdom of my divine will. That's why when I see a seminarian, I say, you got to read this. God's calling you something that's going to knock your socks off. My daughter, it is a great necessity to form the first priests. They shall serve me like the apostles served me in order to form my church. They are the ones who shall occupy themselves with these writings in order to publish them, putting them out to print them, to make them known. They shall be the new evangelists of the kingdom of my supreme will. And just as the ones who are most mentioned in the gospel are the four evangelists who wrote it to their highest honor and my glory, so it shall be for those who shall occupy themselves with the writings and the knowledges of my divine will in order to have them out to the people, to the prayer groups. Like new evangelists, there shall be greater mention of them in the kingdom of my divine will to their highest honor and my great glory in seeing the order of humanity, the life of heaven on earth. And that's the only purpose for creation, is to return all of humanity back to my bosom. This is what the priests are going to do. This is what Jesus tells Louisa. It's really a new beginning. It's really a new beginning. And all that the Lord is asking of us is, are you willing to go to your priests? Again, they're going to say no. They're going to say no. It's not to get discouraged. It's a seed. You plant the seed in the ground, and you got to water it. You got to manure it. You got to keep it in the shade. You can't have the intense sun hitting it. And you nurture it little by little. You're at church. You're saying to the priest, Father, we like to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. We'd like exposition. Here's a group of us. We'd like exposition. He goes, okay. I know I should be doing this. Okay. John Paul II asked that exposition be in every parish. He said this in the 80s. Every parish had Eucharistic adoration. Your job isn't to confront. Your job is like, you got it. It's look, Father, you are the priest. Can we spend time for the Blessed Sacrament? No, we haven't got time for that. Okay, thank you, Father. It's no big deal. You planted the seed. Now you begin to water it. Father, can we pray the Holy Rosary after Mass? Well, we really don't need to do that. Okay, thank you, Father. Father, can we, what you're doing is you're helping him become a father. Can I have your blessing? I don't need to get, Father, it's Jesus' blessing that I want from you. Okay, you have to help the priest understand he is the shepherd. He is your father. He is the one that's leading you to the heavenly Father. It's a new beginning for all of humanity that's coming. Father, did you hear about Our Lady of Revelation? Father, did you hear about, it's get into contact with them. And again, you are with the ones that God has chosen to be the priests. And it's your job to help lead, guide, and direct the priests, if you want to say, to the rosary, to the scapular, to the miraculous medals, Father, could you bless these for me? I'm going to give them to my family. Father, my son's, second child has come. Can you bless these? Father, let the priest know where you're coming from. I mean, it's not to be mean, but, generous. He might have forgotten. They're so busy. They might have forgotten certain things. This is important to me and my family. Would you come and bless my house? Would you help exercise some holy water? Would you exercise some salt? Would you exercise some oil that I can use? Can you bless this, Father, for me? I need the sacramentals. I need the sacraments. And you're the only one that can do it. See, what God has got it all planned, and each and every one of us has our responsibilities, our duties. And Jesus says, I want the highest honor. I want the greatest glory in seeing the order of humanity coming back, the life of heaven on earth, the only purpose of creation, to return to my bosom. Volume 25, 10, 1928. To those priests who want to occupy themselves with removing this nightmare from me by making known my many secrets and publishing them, I shall give so much surprising grace and strength in order to do it, and divine light in order to know themselves first what they shall make known to others, shall make known to the laity. deep down, every priest wants to remove this nightmare from God. And they need this. Jesus had the support of his apostles. Jesus had the support of the women around him to help him accomplish what he has planned. And many of the women, like Mary Magdalene, were cast out 7 demons. It's not that God is returning humanity back to himself through his priests. The great priests, if you read the lives of the great priests, they are the ones who are with the people. Not for social justice. They're with the people to give them, as Jesus said to Louisa, the sacraments and sacramentals to help them get through the darkness that we're in. And this is why it's important to know your priests, to love your priests, to help your priests. If you ever look at the Roman vestments, there's a pillar on the front of the vestments and a cross on the back of the vestment, which basically means that the priests are going to be scourged and crucified. And unfortunately, it's usually by the laity. You know, we want this. And it's like, you know, you have a priest. I mean, God has given parishes priests, but he says when the churches close, when the priests are not there, Jesus says, I have done that. I'm tired of the sacrileges. I'm tired of the inferences. I'm tired of the rejections of me. And I put an end to it, Jesus says. Many churches are going to close because Jesus says, I'm tired of what's happening. Now, since the churches are open again, most people have learned not to go back to church. How sad is that? How sad is that? I shall be in their midst, Jesus says. I will guide everything with these priests. Now, it seems to me that every time the reverend priests occupy themselves with the reviewing of the writings in order to prepare them, my sweet Jesus comes to attention to see what they are doing and how they do it. Jesus is excited when the priests begin to read this. Why? He knows everything's going to be changing. Everything's coming to fulfillment. Psalm 25:1-13, 19:28. It is to the priests as to the new prophets through the word, as well as through the writings and through the works, that the task has given as act and of acting as trumpeters in order to make known what regards my divine fiat. So the callers, the trumpeters, are the priests. Jesus says everyone will be Catholic. Every church is going to be filled. There will be more priests than you could ever imagine in the new era. A new beginning is coming for all of humanity. It's the task of acting as trumpeters in order to make known what regards my divine fiat, nor would it be their crime be lesser if that of the prophets who had these hidden understandings of the redemption. If the prophets hid my redemption, this would be a crime. If they do not occupy themselves, he's talking about the priests, as much as they can, with regards to my most holy divine will, it would be like a crime of the prophets hiding the redemption of Jesus. They themselves would be the cause of a good so great to be either known or nor received by humanity. And to suffocate the kingdom of my divine will, to keep it suspended, a good so great that there is no other similar thing to it. Is this perhaps not a crime? Now, when you see suffocating, that's Jesus hanging on the cross. He died of suffocation. He says, I see this happening now with this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. So the laity's responsibility is to go to the priests. Father, could you explain this to me? Oh, it's a bunch of nonsense. Don't worry. Thank you, Father. Father, can you explain this to me? Well, more than likely it has to do with, thank you, Father. And it's just, you're watering the garden. You're getting this plant growing. It's to be kind, to be gentle, to be loving. It's to say, I really love this. Can you help me understand it? I really love it. Oh, I have nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. Thank you, Father. Father, I was just read this and can you help me find something beautiful? I mean, God will show you. God's going to do this. God's got it all planned. Some of the priests that are the most difficult will be the greatest priests on earth. Wait till you see what God's got planned. Therefore, I recommend to you on your part, do not omit anything. Number one, while you're reading, I don't want to read 1 through 10. I want to read 20 through 36. No, if you don't have 1 through 10, you're not going to get the 20 through 36. Don't omit anything. And number two, pray for those priests who must occupy themselves with making known a good that is so great, the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. 5:27, 1:3, 19:30. For the kingdom of my divine will, I have chosen another virgin, Luisa Picaretta, who in appearance has no importance, either of great riches or height of dignity. The very city of Corrado is not an important city in Italy. It belongs to Rome, which resides the representative on earth, the Roman pontiff, from whom come my divine laws. And just as the Pope makes his daily duty to make my redemption known to the peoples, so shall the Pope make it his duty to make known the kingdom of my divine will. That's the words of Jesus. Nothing to fear. God's going to do this. It can be said that one and the other shall proceed in the same way, in the same manner, as the kingdom of my most supreme fiat must unfold. It's a new beginning. It's a new beginning for everyone and for everything. It really is. Our Lord loves us tremendously. The next section, and this is another small section of Mama Luisa, the little children of the divine will. So Jesus shows us that as we had Mother Angelica, as we had Mother Teresa, as we had Mother Gabriel, God loves to give us those mothers that will lead us, guide us, direct us. So he says, Luisa, you have a special mission. When one has a special mission, this person is called a mother, little Mama Luisa, or father, the Holy Father. See how Jesus is showing us you need a man and a woman for creation, Adam and Eve. For redemption, Jesus and Mary, the new Adam, the new Eve. And now for sanctification, Luisa and the Holy Father. It's a gift that's coming. He says it all throughout the writings. And if you really are listening, it becomes very clear. So a person called mother, little Mama Luisa, or father, the Holy Father. Whoever originates from this fulfilled mission can be called daughter of this mother. Okay. Or son of this mother. True mother means to carry the birth from one within one's womb, to form it with one within one's own blood, to bear the pains, the sacrifices, and if needed, to expose one's own life in order to give life to the birth from one's womb. And that's why it's so wonderful for a woman to become mother. She co-creates with God through the pains and the sacrifices to give life to the birth of her womb. And when this birth is matured in one's womb and has come out to the light, then with divine justice, by divine right, with divine reason, this birth is called son. And she who generated him, mother. So who's teaching us how to do this? It's little Mama Luisa. She is, as Adam was to be the father of all humanity, Luisa is the mother of all humanity. And now Mary's queen and mother of all humanity. Louise is the mother of the little children of the Holy Divine Will. She's going to teach us how and why this true life of Jesus, this true life as Mary, is necessary for us. Therefore, in order to be mother, it is necessary for the first form all. Okay, Louisa has to form all the members in one's own interior. Louisa needs to generate them in one's own blood. And the acts of these children must be generated from the very heart of their mother. Now, all of humanity has been generated in the heart of Mary, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. But now the little group of the little children of Holy Divine Will, Jesus says, I want you to have another mother. Not as great and glorious as the Blessed Mother, but a little mother who will teach you how to live this life. This is why when you get close to Louisa, it is so beautiful. It is so amazing. Now, my daughter, in order to be daughter of my divine will, Jesus says, you, Louisa, have been generated in the divine will. So God says she's the one who's been given birth. She's generating from this new beginning. She's the one who's the newborn. She's the one that's the firstborn. In it, you have been formed. And in forming you, this light, this love, this life of my divine will, more than blood, has grafted in you, Louisa, its divine ways, its divine attitude, its divine operating you, making you, Louisa, embrace everyone and everything. It's not about being good and holy and saintly. It's to share in divinity, which means to possess the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And so he says, this light, this love, this life is grafted in you in its divine ways, divine attitude, divine operating, making you, Louisa, now to embrace everyone and everything. We enter into that prime act of God. This is so true that you, Louisa, being a birth from the divine will calls you now newborn of my divine will. Now it's little daughter of the divine will. Now the only one who has been generated by the divine will can generate the children of my most holy divine will. Therefore, you, Louisa, shall be called the mother of the generation of the children of light, the second generation of the children of light. The first generation of the children of light failed with Adam. The second generation of the children of light now have more than what God gave to Adam. It's the new life of Jesus, the new life of Mary. Now, only one who has been generated can generate the children of my divine will. Therefore, you, Louisa, shall be the mother of the generation of its children. And I, my Jesus, what are you saying? Louisa says, I am not good at being a daughter. How can I be good at being a mother? And Jesus said, yet from you, Louisa, must come the generation of these children. What mother has suffered so much? Who has been, listen to this, who has been confined in a bed for 40 years or more for the love of forming a birth from herself, of giving birth to the generation of her children? No one. What mother, as good as she may be, has sacrificed her whole entire existence to the point of enclosing within herself the thoughts, the heartbeats, the works, so that everything might be reordered, the birth that she carried, wanting to give life to it, not once, but as many times for as many acts as her child does. No one. Do you yourself not feel within yourself the generations of these children by following their thoughts, their words, their works, their steps, to reorder them all in my most holy divine will? Do you not feel yourself wanting to give life to each one, as long as they know my divine will and regenerate in it? Everything that you do, Louisa, in your interior and what you suffer is nothing other than the formation, the maturation of this birth, which is all of heaven. Everything's being reordered. A new and divine way of holiness is coming. Everything is being reordered. We haven't seen anything yet. When Jesus says, when I find the souls who want the divine will more than anything, I will give it to the world, which means he hasn't found anybody yet. It's not given to the world yet. So what is God asking of us? As God is asking us to make the divine will our everything. Go to Louisa. Louisa, teach me how to do this. Louisa, show me how to live this life. Show me how to give up my worry, my fear, my anxiety, my complaints, my negativity, my sin. I don't want to live like this. Louisa says, use your free will to choose to live in the divine will. Be with me, she says, in the first 6 days of the Virgin Mary in the kingdom. Let take your human will and follow my example. Put your human will at the foot of the throne of God and leave it there. So Our Lady said she did this. Our Lady says, Louisa, you must do this. So what does that say to us? Take your human will and place it at the foot of the throne of God. I don't want to live in my misery anymore. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, to the point of no more sin. I want to live this life more than anything. I want to possess the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, which Louisa possesses. Jesus says to Louisa, this is why I have told you many times, Louisa, your mission is great. Let's just be the children of Louisa. Jesus says to us, this is why I have told you many times through Louisa, your mission is great. I could give you no greater mission than this, to begin to live in the divine will, to begin to possess the divine will, to go back to our origin, to go back to the womb of the Father, to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, so the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. We can have this as much as we want or as little as we want. 36 or 100 fold, Jesus says. This should be 100%. As you read, as you study, be attentive. Go back to reading. Go back to studying. Go back to putting this into practice. The kingdom is very close. Time is coming to an end very shortly. And it's not doom and gloom. It's the kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. And he's asking us, do you want this more than anything? I'm offering it to you, Jesus says. Your mission is great, Jesus says. And then he says to Louisa, there is no one who can equal it. Louisa. No one can equal this mission of missions, this prodigy of prodigies. It is the highest attention is needed to embrace this. Your focus must be on Louisa. That's what Jesus is saying. That's what St. Padre Pio said. The world of the church will focus on Louisa Picaretta and the third millennium. Great things are coming. Amazing things are happening. And Jesus has put it in our hands. We're nobodies. We're nothings. We can do nothing right. But God can do it in us if we allow him, if we let him. So we'll end with a blessing. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name under the mantle of Mary through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray for divine healing for us and for our families, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, all our loved ones. We pray that as Jesus told Louisa on April 1st, I want to give you a strength, an invincible strength through this anointing so that you will live fully in the divine will someday soon and may no longer do your human will. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.